As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Moon Day, Monday, that would be December the 7th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, lots of news, hard facts, certainly that. We might advance a solution or two throughout the broadcast, but if you cannot remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're in the right place to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the program. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and we'll put your call right up on air. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net, and for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the small town America, Exeter, Mo, 65647. That's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, Nuevo Yorko, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and of course your calls are welcome. Gold currencies and crude all decline on a rise in the U.S. dollar index and the stock market. We'll talk about that briefly. The boatload of climate, financial, and global news. We'll talk about the law of equity today as well. Of course, we'll take your calls and much much more. Let's go to that market report for Monday, Moonday, December the 7th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $16.60 an ounce, trading at $1,144.80 an ounce. Silver losing 38 cents, nearly trading at $18.09 an ounce. Platinum off 11 bucks. Seems to be a trend here, $1,428, and palladium down 5 bucks, trades at $367 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,135.70 for a low, pretty low, $1,161.60 for a high, but at $1,144.80, your gold is up $390.40 year to year for a 51.76% return on your investment in gold. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,147.50. We'll be trading in that area, no doubt. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up on Friday, 23 points, I guess you could say, at 10,389. The NASDAQ was up 21 at 21.94, and the S&P was up 6 at 11.06. The crude oil this morning losing 40 cents a barrel. Trading at $75.07 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index, the big deal of the day, big deal of the weekend, I guess, too, up 25 basis points, trades at 76. Now, how many billions of dollars did the president's working group on financial markets have to throw into the market to push that back up again from 74 where it was on Thursday? In the foreign exchange market, foreign exchange rates today, the Canadian dollar moves up 25 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. We'll get into the rest of that foreign exchange and the bond market after this break. Stay with us. We'll be back in three.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, December the 7th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com, the official webpage of this network. Let's go back into those market reports out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading up off $16.60 at $1,144.80. Silver off 38 cents, $18.09. And platinum off $11 at $14.28. Into the foreign exchange markets again, you see the U.S. dollar index buoyed up by whatever miracle it took, up 25 at 76. The foreign exchange rates this morning, 95 cents U.S. on the Canadian dollar, Mexican peso, fill up your pockets with pesos, 8 cents a pop. The euro, $1.48, the British pound, $1.63, and the Swiss franc trades, 99 cents U.S. In the bond market, the two-year bond is running 0.81%. We've seen that coming back up again for a while. The 10-year at 3.46, the 30-year at 4.40. They're going to borrow money from the government, I guess, or loan money to the government, I guess, or invest your bonds overseas. That's the place to go to get it. Free money. Mortgages, 15-year mortgage, backed down a little bit further from a month ago. That's now at 4.51 or 4.51%. Of course, you're going to have to pay origination fees and points on top of that. The 30-year mortgage down a little bit. It was 5.19% a month ago. Now it's 5.03%. So rush right out there and get into debt. That's the idea in America, right? Buy low, sell high, all of that. An interesting news article this morning has to do with lithium. I don't know why we want to talk about lithium. I guess it's important to talk about lithium. It's kind of one of those public interest stories. It's a lengthy article. It's up on Bloomberg by Michael Smith and Matthew Craze. It says, lithium for 4.8 billion electric cars lets Bolivia upset the market. The wind whips across. This is kind of like the thing you get off the BBC or maybe the National Public Radio. Okay, so just bear with me. It's really rather, well, it's a lengthy article. I'm certainly not going to give it all to you. You'll have to get it off of Bloomberg. The wind whips across a 3,900 square mile expanse of salt on a desert plateau in Bolivia's Andes Mountains. I mean, you can see it right now, you know. All the NGOs, you know, they got their iridescent clothing on and they're walking around. Plastic wash tubs filled with an emerald-colored liquid rich in lithium dot the Uyuni salt flat. All the way to the volcanoes on the horizon. Isn't that picky? Painting a nice verbal picture for you, isn't it? Waist-high slabs of salt are piled around a pond that's shimmering in the sun. And Francisco Quisbert, an Indian peasant leader known as Comrade Lithium. Give you an idea of their political structure. Comrade Lithium sits inside a crumbling adobe building on the edge of the desert. He's explaining how Bolivia, South America's second poorest country, will supply the world with lithium, which will be used in batteries that power electric cars. Here's what Quisbert has to say. Quote, "We have this dream. Lithium could bring us prosperity. The world's largest untapped lithium reserve containing enough of the lightest metal to make batteries for more than 4.8 billion electric cars sits just below Quisbert's feet. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the automobile industry plans to introduce dozens of electric models with lithium batteries in the next 3 years. Oh, yeah. Bolivian President Evo Morales says his country can become one of the world's biggest suppliers of lithium, making the nation of 10 million people a major player in the drive to cut the use of fossil fuels, even with its massive reserves. Bolivia has never built a lithium mine. Lithium is the hope not only for Bolivia, but for all the people on the planet, says Morales, who, according to the polls, was probably elected to a second term in elections yesterday. Probably elected. If Morales gets his way, he'll upset a market now controlled by two publicly traded companies, Princeton, New Jersey-based Rockwood Holdings, Inc., which is 29% owned by Henry Kravis's KKK, KKR, and company, and the Santiago-based Sociedad, forget about it, I never was any good with spinach. These two companies produce about 70% of the world's low-cost lithium from a salt flat in Chile, just across the Andes from Bolivia. Investors are wooing President Morales to be partners in building a Bolivian mine. And it continues, and it continues, and it continues, and they're comparing it with Saudi Arabia and all of the rest of that. But for the Bolivians, there could be gold in them, their hills of salt, underlaid as they are by lithium. This article is off of... what is this article off of? Doesn't post it at the top. This must be off of MindWeb. MindWeb, gold, burst bubble, or a buying opportunity. We see that gold is on a decline, been dropping about 20 bucks a day for days. Let's see what they have to say. Leading up to the latest sharp fall in gold price, which so far has dropped it back more than $70 an ounce, many non-specialist commentators, I guess I would fall into that category, have been warning investors that the rapidly rising price was a bubble waiting to burst. Now the gold investor has to decide whether indeed this is the case and the price will come crashing down further or the fall is a temporary correction, opening the market for buying at prices which may not return back to these levels for some time to come. Of course, that's what they always say. You know, every time gold goes down, you buy on the dips, and then the dips hold it forever. That's the way it goes in this business of gold investment. On the balance, we would reckon that the latter is the case. Much depends, though, on whether a major buyer comes into the market. And for a major buyer, read China or India. It has been accepted that certainly China has been buying gold on dips. Not on tips, but on dips. although there is little concrete evidence to support this. But the gold price pattern of late suggests that some entity has been doing so. Of course, if you've been watching the charts on Kitco, you can see that even this morning, some dip was coming in and creating a dip. I think it's the electronic exchange-traded funds. They're just in there. Somebody pulled about $20 profit right out of the marketplace this morning. It was trading nearly 1,150, and it just banged it right straight down to 1,130, $20 right there. Of course, that doesn't mean much if you're holding 1 ounce of gold, but if you've got a ton of gold, that's a ton of profit. Dropping down a little further in the article here, it says, in the way that India's purchase of 200 tons of gold from the IMF was the trigger that drove prices up into the 1,200s, a combination of news items prompted the recent fall. Better than expected U.S. labor figures. Yeah, they're better than anyone expected. As a matter of fact, we'll probably have to wait 2 or 3 months to find out what the real figures are after they adjust them as they seem to do. But anyway, those better than expected figures certainly played with the market. Although they only suggested a slowing of a downtrend, not an end to it, temporarily boosted the dollar and gold on balance moves countercyclically to dollar strength. Barrick's announcement that it had completed its gold de-hedging program also suggested that the gold purchase theoretically needed to unwind the hedges had been completed. A lot more of that kind of nonsense. Lots more news, too. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now they're bleaching breads to look like multigrain, so you have to brown.
Get your ugly white ass out.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Exactly. Central.
And we're back once again going through this article here off of MindWeb. Gold burst bubble or buying opportunity? Lots of bees in there. Gold burst bubble. Well, it's going to burst somebody's bubble. Certainly a buying opportunity, I suppose. Now, this is the time of year, traditionally, where if you wanted to dump your gold, you should have done it while it was at its high. Now it's going to go down for a while. I think it's going to go down for a while. But it just generally does that. So it's kind of just one of those things, if you track it on a regular basis, as I've been doing for years and years, you'll see that this is pretty much a phenomena. But for those of us that buy long to stay long, or whatever you want to call it, I mean, where else would you put your money? Well, you could, I suppose. We'll hear about more of that in the next article. But nevertheless, it's definitely on the wane right now. Going down, it's dropped about $100 in the last 30 days. Anyway, continuing, going back into this more, even veteran gold bull Jim Sinclair, who has a very loyal following, far more loyal than I have, no doubt, feels there could be further short-term falls in the price with major possible support. If it gets down to the levels of 1,156 and 1,089, well, it's down there now, Jim. Indeed, the price has fallen below the higher of these levels. Writing on Friday, he said, clearly this economy is bouncing along a bottom and is decelerated in its decline, but is doing so poorly in the light of over-the-top liquidity placed in the world economy. This is how all figures market-related react in trend. That is all. Respectfully, this is gold. So if you cannot stand the heat in the kitchen, then you'd better leave. Buying dollars here has no real fundamental basis other than a few days at best. Gold at these price levels will axiomatically become extremely violent. And there's truth to that, even though it was very weird in its writing. There is a lot of truth to that. The higher the gold prices go, the more volatility most likely will come into the market. You're going to start to see greater and greater swings now today. With gold up $390.40 an ounce year to year, remember that when gold was around $255 an ounce, you couldn't get people to buy it. Today, people are trying to figure out how they can get up $1,144 an ounce to get into the market. So we should expect to see some swings. A 10% swing would be $110 a day? Sure, we could see that. You could go up 100, could go down 100. So just hang on there, folks. One of the most interesting articles on the matter has been one by Adam Brochure, who featured on GoldSeek.com, which suggested that gold may indeed be in a bubble, but that if it is the biggest rises are yet to come and the current correction is only about 20% of the ultimate peak. Others talk of a crash back to below 1,000. But given the dollar's situation remains dire, the global economy remains in a mess, and perhaps continuing covert gold market support from China in particular, this is perhaps not the most likely scenario. And many people would agree with that. Some people think that China's basically thrown a floor in at 1,000, and it's not likely to see it go below that. But gold does often confound. A correction in an ongoing rising price pattern seems the most supportable concept for now. The question is how deep the correction will go before it unwinds. In other words, how far down will it go before it starts to go back up again? So that's just something to watch. Of course, if you're just watching it and you're not trying to buy it, then that's, you know, not going to hurt you. U.S. Mint now suspends all 1 ounce gold coin sales due to a shortage of physical gold. So on the one hand, we've got a decline in the price. On the other hand, we've got a mint that has no gold. Of course, they very rarely ever do seem to have any gold, but it's a recurring phenomena. Here's the article. This, again, off of MineWeb, posted by Lawrence Williams. The United States Mint has depleted its inventory of 2009 American Buffalo 1-ounce gold bullion coins. No additional inventory will be made available. As additional information becomes available regarding the 2010 dated American Buffalo 1 ounce gold bullion coins, you will be notified. So said a memorandum issued on Friday to authorize purchasers of U.S. Mint gold coins and reported by Jim Sinclair, Robbie Noel, and many others. MineWeb reported only 2 weeks ago, on November the 25th, the suspension of the sales of American Gold Eagle coins by the Mint, which at the time reckoned such sales would be resumed early this month. But in the event, not only is the suspension of Gold Eagle coin sales continuing, but also now the American Buffalo 1 ounce gold coin sales have been suspended, with no new sales now planned until sometime in 2010. Although the current sharp fall in the gold prices may provide the Mint with a bit of respite from its supply-demand woes. Perhaps. Don't count on it. But what does that tell you? And isn't that always the case? Every time the gold prices go down, the Mint dries up. And you couldn't buy a coin to save your life. Well, you can always go out there and grouse around in the coin shops. Anyway, supply problems also persist with smaller gold coins, particularly given the enormous demand for fractional-sized gold following the suspension of the 1 ounce gold eagles. In other words, you take off the gold eagles and take away the buffalo coins, and everybody's looking for tenths and quarter ounces, and they don't have those either. Thus, the Mint was forced to issue a second memo on Friday saying that the American Eagle gold tenth ounce inventory was depleted, and that inventory for the half-ounce and quarter-ounce coins remains very limited. Following the sale of these remaining gold coins on Friday, the Mint anticipated that it would once again offer all fractional sizes by mid-December, but in an allocation process. Somebody will get some, but probably not you. On a more positive note for the Mint, the resumption of the American Silver Eagle bullion sales will resume today. These silver coins were suspended along with the 1 ounce gold coins a week ago, also due to depletion. So apparently they found some silver. Well, there's more on this. We'll let you go on that. All right, let's go to the next one. Oh boy, Barry the Usurper back in the news again. Now let's go on with the other ones. A couple more of these gold articles, then we'll talk about the Usurper and climate change and all that claptrap. Let's see, what do we got here? Yeah, here we go. No, let's see, that's precinct activation. We don't want that one. We'll take this one. Here we go. Off of Bloomberg, gold can't beat checking accounts 30 years after peak. Listen to this carefully. Talk about a piece that wants to drive you into the banks and out of the gold. This by Nicholas Larkin and Millie Munchie. Millie Munchie. She ought to get married. Maybe she did. I don't know. Millie? Millie, change your last name. Millie Munchie. Hide the Twinkies, boys. All right. Gold's best year in three decades has yet to match the returns of an interest-bearing checking account for anyone who bought the most malleable of metals coveted for at least 5,000 years during the last peak in January of 1980. Do you believe that, folks? That's what they're telling you. That's what they're saying. Buying gold, investing in gold, doesn't beat the interest-bearing checking account for anyone who bought the most malleable metal coveted for at least 5,000 years during the last peak in January of 1980. All right, that's true. If you want to use the numbers that way, liars figure, but figures don't lie. Yeah? If you bought in at the very top of the cycle in 1980, that might be the case. Investors who paid $850 an ounce back then earned 44% as gold reached a record of $1,226.56 on December the 3rd in London. You see how they're stretching this one? If you paid $850 an ounce back then, held, never sold, you bought at the top, compared to the top on December 3rd, you wouldn't have beat checking account interest. Well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes, indeed. Let's go back into this article here off of Bloomberg. Doing a little bit of damage control here in New York City. New York City. Here's the article continuing. Here's a quote from James Paulson. He says, "You give up a lot of return for the privilege of sleeping well at night." James Paulson, who oversees about $375 billion as the chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management in Minneapolis, St. Paul. "If the world falls into an abyss," he writes, "gold could be a store of value. There is some merit in all that, but you can end up holding too much gold waiting for the world to end. From my experience, the world has not ended yet." Close quote. Thank you, James. Well, there's truth to that. If the world falls into an abyss, gold could be a store of value. Of course, there won't be any stores, so there is certainly merit to that. But he says you could end up holding too much gold waiting for the world to end. While gold's 9-year bull market is attracting hedge fund managers, John Paulson, no relation, by the way, to James Paulson, they have the last name spelled differently. The E versus the O. Paul Tudor Jones and David Einhorn. Oh, yeah. These are these derivatives bubble manipulators. These are the guys that brought it on us and at us, I'm afraid. John Paulson, Paul Tudor Jones, and David Einhorn. might Google those guys up one time. Strategists and fund managers at Barclays PLC, HSBC Holdings PLC, SCM Advisors LLC, and Brinker Capital Inc. says, buy and hold investors shouldn't always own bullion. The accumulation of gold is a part of a record $60 billion Barclays estimate will flow into commodities this year. $60 billion into gold, huh? The accumulation of gold is part of a record $60 billion Barclays estimates will flow into commodities this year. In other words, let's see the way that they've got it written here. They're perhaps saying that $60 billion will come out of gold and flow into commodities, or are they suggesting that $60 billion will flow into commodities and they're talking about gold? Well, hard to say the way that it's written. Hoarding bullion. The SPDR Gold Trust, the biggest exchange-traded fund backed by bullion, and many question whether it's backed by bullion, has amassed more metal than Switzerland's central bank, spurred by a plunging dollar and concern that at least $12 trillion of government spending to lift economies out of the world's worst global recession since World War II will spur inflation. The collapse of U.S. real estate in 2007 froze credit markets and left the world's biggest financial companies with $1.72 trillion of losses and write-downs, data compiled by Bloomberg show. And then it continues, talks about the mint again, dropping down a little further. Longest winning streak. A weakening dollar also contributed to bullion's longest winning streak since at least 1948. The U.S. dollar index, we talk about that here every day this morning, amazingly buoyed up and sustained at 76.00. A measure against six counterparts. That's the other way of saying a trade-weighted basket of currencies, dropped in six of the last 8 years. In other words, the U.S. dollar index keeps dropping, and it has dropped in six of the last 8 years, including a 6.6% decline in 2009. So while the U.S. dollar was going down 6.6% in 2009, your gold rose $390.40 for a 51.76% return on your investment had you just purchased 1 year ago. But let's give it to them. Here we go. Gold fell 1.6% to $1,143 an ounce by 11:08 a.m. in London. Before today, the metal had risen 32% this year, the most since 1979. But of course, when you say a 51.7% return year to year, you've got to go back to December a year ago. They're not doing that. You know, they do fudge the numbers on these things. Buy and hold investors may not have done so well. $1 put into a U.S. checking account in 1983 would be worth at least $1.92 today, based on an average interest rate from Bankrate.com. Would it? $1 in 1983 would be worth at least $2 today at bank interest rates? Oh, yeah. The Federal Reserve target rate from 1980 to 1982 was 8.5% to 20%. Banks were paying 5% on the accounts in January of 1981. Yes, they were paying 5% on the accounts in January of 1981, but by 1990, they were not paying anywhere close to that. Dropping down a little bit further here, it says dividends reinvested. The S&P 500 returned 2,182% from the beginning of 1980 through the end of the third quarter of this year, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Of course, you know, the S&P 500, those that are listed in those 500 change about as rapidly as you change your socks. Dropping down a little bit further here, I don't see that as being much of an indicator. Here's another one, quote, gold is a useless asset to hold long term, close quote, said Charles Morris, who manages more than $2 billion at the HSBC Global Asset Management Absolute Return Fund in London. Boy, I'd like to write that out on a business card. They'd have to have little fold-out wings on either side of them. Here's another quote. "I'm not a gold bug who believes that you want to own this thing in your portfolio at all times. We should own it when the going is good, and the going right now is great." That out of the mouth of a bull, or is he a bear? "Those who bought gold when it reached a two-year decade low of $251.95 in August of 1991, or 1999, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Always buy low, sell high, folks. "Those who bought gold when it reached a two-decade low of $251.95, thank you, James. Thank you, Jim Cedarstrom. Thank you, Melody Cedarstrom. Thank you, Robert Chapman. Thank you for all the people that were out there saying, hey, don't you think you might want to buy? It's at low. Hasn't been this low in 20 years. You go out and talk to people on the street. Hey, you know, did you know that gold was at a 20-year low? Gold? Gold is up $390.40 year to year. There was a time when gold was available at $251.95 in August of 1999, and that was when the CDs were rolling over from 7 to 9% down to 3 to 4%, and some people had the intelligence to get out of their CDs and other dollar denominated assets and put their money in the precious metal market. Anyway, "Those who bought gold when it reached a two-decade low of $251.95 in August of 1999 have seen a 387% return on their investment, more than four times the 82% gain in treasuries. An investment in the S&P 500 lost 0.4% through the end of last month. Interest on checking accounts shrank to 0.14% this year from 0.89%. percent in 1999, and it continues. "Gold should be held when governments cease to function and currencies are worthless, or when inflation is surging," said Brian Nick, a New York-based investment strategist at Barclays. It's just too funny. I got to stop. Anyway, you make up your own mind, folks. Where are you going to be? Dollar-denominated assets, or something that has a sweet ring to it when you tap it on the side. Here's another one. This is one of those creeping creeps that just kind of creeps in on you. We've talked a little bit about this. This is another one of those lengthy articles. No, this one is shorter. The next one is a little more lengthy. We talked about Dubai World. Of course, we noticed the connection there to the Rothschilds. They like to come in and buy these sorts of things. Dubai World may sell assets to repay debt, the government says, by Arif Sharif and Zahra Al-Khalisi. Get that one right. Dubai World, the state-owned holding company that's in talks to renegotiate $26 billion of debt, may sell assets in the United Arab Emirates and abroad to repay its borrowings, a government official said. Asset sales are normal to shore up finances in such circumstances. I won't even try this guy's name. He's an Al-Salah. The Director General of Dubai's Department of Finance and head of the government's fund that's leading the restructuring of Dubai World said yesterday in an interview with Al Jazeera Television. And we're going to find out about this $3.5 billion Islamic bond that was sold and the $26 billion worth of debt on the other side. Stay with us. Let's go over to the Sheikhs of Araby.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for
traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
This is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
Once again, Carlos. Anyway, back to our articles here in the news. One of the things about gold, you know, when you buy long to stay long, one of those great incentives, the difference between having your money in a checking account bearing interest and having gold in a box someplace hidden away, one of those things is the Internal Revenue Service. You know, they're going to want to knock your gold for about 28%. If you go and turn it in, if you sell your gold, of course, if you exchange your gold for something else, well, then you're just the better off for it. But if you do get involved with that sneak and peek and go and tell on yourself deal with the federal government, they'll claim about 28%. So when gold goes up $150 or something like that, you don't rush right out and sell it because the loss will be substantial. So people do have a tendency when they buy never to look at the exit strategy, and so they buy gold and they figure out, my God, it's going to cost me 28% tax to sell this stuff. So they typically hold on at least to wait until they've gotten 28% tax profits so that they don't lose money on the going out. Going in was easy. Of course, they do have to pay extra to buy it too, you know. There's all those markups and write-ups, and there's the shipping and the insurance and the rest of that sort of stuff. So people do generally have a tendency to buy gold and hold gold because they have a difficult time justifying selling it unless it's gone up dramatically. But, of course, from $251 to $1,144, you could probably find enough profit in there to satisfy your needs for profit, if profit-taking was in your mind. Back to this profit-taking. Again, Dubai World may sell its assets, selling its assets, to repay debt, the government says. Dubai World announcement last week that it would seek to restructure $26 billion of debt, including a $3.5 billion Islamic bond sold by property unit Nakheel PJSC, sparked a 16% decline in the country's benchmark stock indices. Here's a quote. There are a lot of assets that could be liquidated at Dubai World to raise much-needed cash, close quote, said Fawad Iqbal, a Dubai-based Persian Gulf equities strategist at Egyptian investment bank, EFG Hermes Holding Company. Here's the quote. The priority would be to dispose of some of the international assets. Now, here's something important in all of this. No doubt why the Rothschilds are circling around like vultures, as they do often do. Dubai World owns 80% of Dubai Ports World Limited, the world's fourth biggest port operator, and the Jebel Ali Free Zone, a business park adjoining its flagship Jebel Ali Port in Dubai. Its division bought New York luxury retailer Barney's. A New York luxury retailer, Barney's? Have you shopped at Barney's lately? Never even heard of Barney's before. But they bought it in 2007 for $942.3 million, while Dubai World itself acquired a $5.1 billion stake in the U.S. casino company MGM Mirage. It was just a mirage. Why did they put $5.1 billion into a mirage? You would think that if anybody knew about that, the sand people would know. You don't invest money in mirages. But they did. The aim of Dubai World's restructuring is to ensure it survives in the new environment, Al Salih said. Or that might be Al Salah. According to Al Jazeera, lots of Al's over there. Popular name, Al. Lots of Al's in Dubai. Dubai World will delay projects it hasn't started because of the credit crisis. I would say so. I usually delay most buying projects myself when I'm broke. Dubai World, one of the Emirates' three main state-related holding companies, is one of two groups that have led a building boom in Dubai alongside Emaar Properties PJSC. Nakheel is building palm tree-shaped islands off the coast, while Limitless LLC, its other property unit, is building the downtown Jebel Ali residential project in Dubai and has planned urban developments in Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Russia. Nakheel's two malls in Dubai, the Ibn Battuta and the Dragon Mart, let's all go down to Dragon Mart this afternoon and get burned, may be valuable since the yield, because they yield regular revenue, whatever that's supposed to mean. Hermes analyst, led by Fawad Iqbal, said in a December the 3rd report, the group's most valuable asset would be Isthmar's stake in London-based Standard Chartered PLC, the analyst said. The 2.2% holding is valued at about $1.07 billion, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. The restructuring process will obviously include discussion over the sale of assets. Farouk Souza, a Standard & Poor's credit analyst, said today at a conference in Dubai, nothing can be excluded. So I guess there's going to be a fire sale in Dubai. I would imagine that the Rothschilds have their eyes right on the Dubai Ports World Limited, the world's fourth biggest port operator. I would imagine that the Rothschilds will not be too interested in palm tree-shaped islands or Barney's in New York. Anyway, here's another story about Barney. Well, a barky. Well, how about Barry the Usurper? The usurper may visit climate talks armed with EPA carbon ruling. Well, they're going to find some way to get around the fact that they don't have a little gift from Senate to take with them. Barry the usurper may come to climate treaty negotiations in Copenhagen armed with a ruling that could help him push U.S. lawmakers into line. The Environmental Protection Agency may act as soon as today to issue a final rule that gives it power to regulate carbon dioxide pollution from power plants, factories, and other sources, according to Kevin Book, a Washington-based managing director for analysis firm Clearview Energy Partners, LLC. There you go. If you can't do it with a treaty, and if you can't do it through the Senate, then you go to the administrative branch of government, the fourth branch of government, and you ask the agencies to give you rulings, regulations, etc. And they've done that. Concluding that CO2 emissions are dangerous, they concluded that. An opinion the EPA previously said it may make would clear the path for Obama to regulate heat-trapping pollution. Heat-trapping pollution? Barry. CO2 collects on the ground, Barry. It doesn't trap heat. He'll figure it out eventually. Someone will let him in. They'll let him log on to the computer. Then he'll be able to go over to the East Anglia CRU and check out those circulating emails himself, perhaps. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe W took all of the W keys off and all of the B keys, too, and he won't be able to find that without it being a W, will he? Without a W, it's pretty hard to type in www. It sure is. That was real clever of the Clintons to take all the W's off the computers. This endangerment finding would provide U.S. negotiators with credible evidence that the U.S. has already taken steps to limit and reduce greenhouse gas emissions at home, according to a December the 4th report by Book. The usurper, who will attend the Copenhagen meeting on the 18th, along with more than 100 heads of government, is facing pressure from countries to prove the U.S. is moving toward a low-emissions economy. This is all really good stuff, actually. The U.S. is in the spotlight at the talks, in part because lawmakers in the world's second-biggest greenhouse gas polluter, that's one way of talking about the United States of America, approved legislation to set a mandatory limit on carbon dioxide gas that many scientists say could lead to dangerous climate shifts if left unchecked. I mean, this stuff ought to be in Dr. Seuss's next book, you know. The Cat in the Hat comes back. Hey, it's that Cat in the Hat. Yeah. The U.S. is in the spotlight at the talks, in part because lawmakers, again, in the world's second biggest greenhouse gas polluter, haven't approved legislation, so that's a problem. The U.S. House passed legislation in June to cap carbon emissions and set a market for the trading of pollution allowances, but the Senate has yet to act. Of course, there was just a whole gob and a bunch more in that H.R. 2454, and as we're going to show you in a few moments, even the local electric cooperatives are all on board with that. Well, we'll pick it up, start hour number two, in just 2 minutes. Stay with us. We will be right back.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Ah, yes, we have returned once again right here on our Monday, December the 7th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, we went through a variety of news articles here, some financial, some climate-related. Let's continue along on our climate-related news, and then we're going to get into a little bit of a teaching, a little book, old-fashioned, good old-fashioned internet homeschool book learning on the law of equity and other things along those lines. Let's finish this out here. This is important, really. This endangerment finding, endangered, you know, like the endangered spotted owl, shut down our forestry, the endangered three-toed tree frog, the endangered minnow, their darter. Oh, my. I think we ought to really, if they could just take the Environmental Protections Agency and take them someplace out into the middle of the Atlantic, pull the plug out of the bottom of their dinghy and send them to the bottom of Davy Jones' locker, that would be the best place for that agency. Going down a little bit further here, it says the U.S. again, the U.S. House passed legislation in June to cap carbon emissions and set up a market for the trading of pollution allowances. Setting up that market, that's the important thing there. That's what Al Gore is waiting for, wanting to set that market up. Maurice Strong, the others, they're all waiting. They're going to become billionaires. We're going to become the losers. Lack of guidance from the Senate. The only U.S. body authorized to ratify treaties means the usurpers' negotiators in Denmark lack firm guidance on how to proceed. So he's going to arrive on the 18th as kind of the cleanup hitter, I guess, on this deal. But the administration's use of existing federal law to regulate greenhouse gases is a, quote, primary catalyst for Congress to act, according to Book. Many businesses prefer legislation to EPA regulations because the latter is likely to be more complicated and vulnerable to legal challenges. One would have to say that until the legislation is passed and the agencies create the policies, it's hard to say whether it would be better or preferable to deal with the Environmental Protection Agency or this new climate czar. The administration's climate strategy has resembled a coordinated, quote-unquote, good cop, bad cop routine, where Hill Democratic Party leaders, the good cop, offer new law as a way to prevent EPA's bad cop from imposing economy-wide regulations on lawmakers' constituents, according to Book's report. The EPA officials didn't immediately return calls seeking comment on the matter, experts say. Here's a little bit more on that. Bury the usurper's climate push plays catch-up with executives. This is off of Bloomberg by Kim Chipman and Todd White. Now that Barry the Usurper has given fresh impetus to climate change negotiations in Copenhagen, corporate leaders supporting an agreement to control greenhouse gas emissions are pressing anew for action. And we need action, and action now. Adopting a little bit from Franklin Delano Roosevelt there. 2 weeks of talks among 192 nations open today in the Danish capital, that they will. And the usurper's decision to show up on the final day helps ensure, quote, an ambitious outcome. United Nations climate chief, Ivo de Boer, not like Zsa Zsa Gabor, but Ivo or Ivo de Boer, told reporters in Copenhagen yesterday, well, have to figure out how Coca-Cola and Nestle and the rest of the gang are in on this swindle. Right back. Stay with us.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. Here's a signal. We need a signal. We need a signal. I can think of a hand signal I'd like to give them at hand at Copenhagen. Maybe it's a universally recognized hand signal. But we need a signal at Copenhagen to cap emissions by 2020 and a two-degree scenario, close quote. Fatih Birol, chief economist for the group, said in a phone interview, quote, all the measures we suggest will bring energy security because we'll use less oil, close quote, and more clean energy, said Birol, who plans to visit Copenhagen for the second of the 2 weeks of talks. World leaders already have said the talks will fail to reach the original goal of completing a treaty. God for that. A deadline moved to next year. While the usurper and de Boer didn't specify how much can be achieved in Copenhagen, Company executives and lobbyists say they want quantifiable goals that have been sought for years by environmentalists and scientific groups. GE, HSBC, Nike, others. Supporters of the temperature and 2020 targets include 850 business leaders who signed this year what's called the Copenhagen Communique, a project by the University of Cambridge in the UK. Signatories include General Electric, Chief Executive Officer Jeffrey Immelt. I read an article where he's standing down. Coca-Cola, CEO Muhtar Kent. British Petroleum PLC CEO Tony Hayward, the HSBC Holdings PLC Chairman Stephen Green, Nestle SA CEO Paul Bulcke, and Nike Inc. CEO Mark Parker. Now, those are just a short list of the citizen boycotts that might go on your list. Don't buy, don't comply, don't ask why. Made by General Electric or owned by General Electric? Not interested. Coca-Cola, why poison yourself? Do yourself a favor. Drink water. British Petroleum, drive right on by. Nestle, forget about it. You're going to need to go up on the internet there, folks. Those brands that you have in the closet, up in the cupboards there, they are the world's largest food producer. They hide their name behind many brands. Do a little research. And then boycott Nestle. Nike, forget about it. Forget about it. Executives from many of these companies will join the 15,000 delegates who will come to the city's Bella Convention Center today for talks through December the 18th. Some 34,000 people have asked to attend, and many were declined. Many were refused. Many with valid press passes were not allowed to attend. The UN organizing agency said yesterday, and of course I said that they didn't, quote, climate change is higher on the agenda than ever, close quote, Danish Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen said during the opening session today. Climate change is higher on the agenda than ever. The Agenda 21, that would be, no doubt. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs announced on December the 4th that the usurper will show up for the conclusion of the talks, when most of the 100 or so heads of government will arrive and help grade final decisions. I hope they grade it F or lower. Earlier, the usurper had planned to stop by on December the 9th. Oh, just stopping in, boys. Here's a quote. There is progress to a meaningful Copenhagen Accord. An accord, by the way, Gibbs said. The usurper found after speaking with UK Prime Minister Gordon New World Order Brown, and other leaders that there's a quote-unquote emerging consensus. This is the good news, folks. Listen carefully. There's an emerging consensus to provide $10 billion a year by 2012 to help poor countries deal with global warming. That we can deal with. They want $10 billion of hush money by 2012. That we can deal with. Just give them a little bit and tell them to shut up and go away. Fair share. The United States will pay its fair share of that amount, and other countries will make substantial commitments as well. Man, if we could just hold it to that. Gibbs said in a statement, the administration also believes longer-term financing should be considered in Denmark. Negotiators in the Danish capital must provide companies with the certainty they need to make annual investments that may rise to trillions of dollars. Part doesn't sound good, said John Hawksworth, chief of macroeconomics at PricewaterhouseCoopers in London. Businesses need to know the scale of the planned carbon cuts in order to gauge how expensive tradable carbon allowances will become, he said. The fundamental thing is to come up with a deal on the intermediate targets for 2020, Hawksworth said in a telephone interview. Once you've got the price on carbon, that sends the signal that businesses need in order to make the long-term investments in low-carbon technologies and processes. Rather than investing in low-carbon technologies and processes, why not put that money into getting rid of the established two-party political system and get these jackals off our backs? That would be my comment. Alliance, Europe's largest insurer, supports the 2-degree limit as well as financing for developing countries to adapt to climate change, said Nick Tuge, a spokesman. By limiting the risks associated with climate change, the insurer will also minimize its potential claims. Now we see who's really driving this thing. Repetitive loss claims. FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Planning Program. Agenda 21. U.S. Chamber's opposition. Here's a little good news from a dialectical standpoint. Munich. RE, the world's biggest reinsurer, said on November 26th that climate change is, quote, one of the biggest challenges facing mankind. That guy ought to take some smelling salts and must be fought with ambitious targets to curb a costly rise in natural catastrophes. The company said a binding agreement needs to be defined in Copenhagen that limits global warming to 2 degrees Celsius. Apparently he hasn't read the emails either. Those on the other side of the issue will also be in Copenhagen, thank God for that, including representatives of the Washington-based U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Chambres du Commerce. The biggest U.S. business lobby organization, the group, has questioned mandatory emission cuts as part of an international accord and is calling for an emphasis on clean energy technology. Again, shaping the dialogue. The chamber is fighting against U.S. legislation which passed the House and is stalled in the Senate to require a cut in greenhouse gas pollution. It would cap emissions and set up a market to trade pollution allowances. Well, there is much more, but we needn't go into it. Here's a little bit more. Dollar fear, Trump's greed and guarding against the rebound. This off of Bloomberg, Liz Capo, McCormick. Traders in the $3.2 trillion a day foreign exchange market are paying the highest prices in more than a year to protect against a sudden rebound in the dollar after its worst annual performance since 2003. Of course, we give our little basket of currencies every morning here. Canadian dollar, Mexican peso, euro, British pound, and Swiss franc. Back to the article, that possibility may be less remote, according to Bill Gross, manager of the world's biggest bond fund, who says a prolonged period of record low interest rates may foster, quote, the systemic risk of new asset bubbles. Be careful for those bubbles. Watch out. Don't blow bubbles. Could be really bad. Could be really, really bad. Don't blow bubbles.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We are back once again going into this lengthy article, and it is a long one indeed. You can find it up on Bloomberg. It's Dollar Fear Trumps Greed in Guarding Against Rebound, update number 2. Diving right back into the middle of it here. Got some information that we'd like to share with you out of it. Again, American investors have a lot of exposure now to foreign markets. Said Mansour Mahmoudin, the chief currency strategist at the Zurich-based UBS AG, the largest foreign exchange trader behind Deutsche Bank AG, as measured by Euromoney Institutional Investor PLC. If investors become risk-averse again, which happened last year due to Lehman's bankruptcy, and could happen now for a whole host of reasons, they are likely to go into less risky assets like U.S. treasuries, which would help the dollar. Setting up a dialectic here. Don't want to go into it in great detail. You can study it for yourself on the web and draw your own conclusions. But the article continues and says, while Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s dollar index, this USDX, this foreign product, this basically just another borscht, this little basket of currencies that the U.S. dollar finds itself placed within. But while it fell to a 16-month low last month, it was in the 74 range, it implied volatility on three-month call options, granting the right to buy the greenback versus the euro, exceeding that for options to sell it by 1.61%. The dollar index tracks the currency against the euro. Here they are. Here's your basket of currencies. The six weighted currencies in the basket. The dollar index tracks the currencies against the euro, the yen, the UK pound, the Canadian dollar, the Swiss franc, and the Swedish krona. So the only two that I don't have in my little basket of currencies here every morning for you is the yen and the Swedish krona. Instead, we cover the Mexican peso. Anyway. Continuing, risk reversal rates. The so-called 25 delta risk reversal rate, whatever that means, which was flat as recently as October, hasn't shown such high relative demand for dollar calls since hitting a record of 2.595 percentage points in November, whatever that means. But here's something more important. Investors are waiting for the Bob event. Oh, my God, we've had green shoots. Irrational exuberance, quantitative easing, and now investors are waiting for the Bob event. What is a Bob event? Well, you can go up on Investopedia and find it out. It's a bolt out of the blue. A bolt out of the blue. Investors are waiting for a bolt out of the blue event. Is that Project Bluebeam or what? Anyway, investors are waiting for the bolt out of the blue event, said John Alkire, the chief investment officer at Morgan Stanley Asset and Investment Trust Management in Tokyo. quote, the world had a mini Bob, close quote, when financial markets tumbled after Dubai announced a plan to restructure some of its $59 billion in debt. You see how this all weaves together? I don't just pick random articles off the web. Here's a Bob event. We had a mini Bob event. Dubai announced plans to restructure some of its $59 billion in debt, and we had a Bob event. It went all over the news. The dollar index had its biggest two-day gain in a month on November the 26th and 27th, rising 1% as Dubai's proposal to delay debt payments shook investor confidence by risking the biggest sovereign default since Argentina's in 2001. And the news was awash. It all depends on the man behind the curtain, investors say, and so on, and so on. Someone familiar with the matter said, and then the markets go insane. That seems to be the world that we live in. Let's find out a little bit something more stable than that. Of course, we understand that the three E's of sustainable development, environment, economy, and equity are ruling the day these days. Whether we talk about the environment and cap and trade in Copenhagen, we talk about the economy in Dubai Ports World and the Rothschilds moving into position, or whether we talk about equity, in other words, there's no laws that exist to support the idea, but we're going to go ahead and rob from the rich and give it to the poor in developing countries. Equity. Equity, the first E, means to restructure human nature. According to Michael Shaw, one of his pamphlets, like communism, it is a system of social justice that works to abolish the American concept of equal justice in order to pursue the globalist ideal of common good, the greatest good of the greatest number, the pursuit of happiness principle. Pursuit of a centrally determined common good ultimately requires a police state to suppress individual freedoms. So you have to be careful what you wish for when you climb on the sustainable development bandwagon. Equity, using the law to restructure human nature. The authors of the Sustainable Development Action Plan recognized that their environmental and economic objectives and the corresponding transformation of the American system of justice are radically divergent from the views and objectives of the average person. Therefore, in order to achieve their objectives, they call for a shift in attitudes, which can be seen in the educational programs developed by its proponents. This is the premise of sustainable development, here we go, that individual human wants, needs, and desires are to be conformed to the views and dictates of planners. Harvey Rubin, the vice chair of International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, ICLEI, and the clerk of the Circuit Court and County in Miami-Dade County, Florida, has said, quote, individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective in the process of implementing sustainable development. Let's find out a little bit more about law and equity. Of course, we've been talking a lot about economy lately, a couple of months, focusing on it. Went through an economics 101 course, really. For those of you that were listening, they're all available back up there on the archives. You can go back and check it out. But now we're going to go into law a little bit, at least touch around on it, nat about on it. I might be a jurisprude, but I'm certainly not a lawyer. Studied a little bit about the history of law. Now I'm about midway in a new course. This I acquired, my law school training, another book in my law library, acquired at a flea market for a couple of dollars. It's called The Principles of Business Law, Dillavu and Howards, Robert N. Corley and all those guys. This was published originally in 1940 and copyrighted in 1971, the hardbound edition I have open in front of me today. Under a section in the first chapter, subsection 27, Law and Equity, we can start in this way. And just to get an idea, the trial courts in the United States have been frequently divided into two parts, a court of law and a court of equity or chancery. You pays your money, and you takes your chance. Chancery. The Lord's Chancery. courts. It goes back to English, early English law. Of course, if you've read Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England, I guess it is, the common law, Blackstone's commentaries, or perhaps read any of Sir Edward Coke's Coke on Littleton or any of his other subsequent writings, they explain it quite well there. But we get an idea, again, the economic history of the economic interpretation of history, Karl Mordecai Marx, but we're kind of going through a history of law here. Pick up that equity concept on the other side of this break. Round out our day on that topic. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And before we go into the equity discussion, let's go to our caller in Arizona. Brian in Arizona, coming right up. Are you there? No, he dropped just when I clicked on him. Well, you can call back, Brian, if you like to. Saw you there, clicked on you, and you disappeared into cyberspace. Anyway, let's continue. It says the term equity is peculiar to Anglo-American law, as it so often happens. You just can't quite shake England. But, nevertheless, courts of equity arose because of the failure of the law courts to give adequate and proper remedies. Okay? Some people didn't think they were getting a fair shake. It's kind of like going to Rome and buying an indulgence, you know. You wanted to marry your sister. Wouldn't be able to do that in most places, but if you got enough money in your pocket, or if you happen to be a Rothschild, you could do that. Just go ahead and marry your sister. It's all right, but you had to buy an indulgence. If you were a lawless adulterer or some drunkard, you could go to the Pope and make an appeal, or to your nearest, what, bishop?
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of like a twist on the old game, you know, Mother May I, instead it's Father May I, Father of the World May I. But courts of equity again arose because of the failure of the law courts to give adequate and proper remedies. In the early English law, the courts could not give remedies for injuries received unless the king's original writs covered the particular remedy sought. And that's important, the king's original writs. It was very difficult to facilitate law unless the king's original writs just happened to cover the case that you had. You were fresh out of luck. And so people appealed to chancery. They pays their money. They takes their chance. Consequently, the proceedings at law were so limited that it was often impossible to obtain justice in the king's courts. It's because of the limited numbers of these original king's writs. The writ of right. In order that justice might be done, the person seeking a remedy sought redress from the king in person. Since the appeal was to the king's conscience, he referred such matters to his spiritual advisor, the chancellor, hence chancery. Such an individual was usually a church official, and in giving a remedy, he usually favored the ecclesiastical law and the civil law, juris civilis, Roman law. By such method, there developed a new system of procedure and new rules. Actions involving these rules were said to be brought in chancery or in equity, in contradistinction to a suit at law in the king's courts. So we're appealing to our spiritual advisor, Gaia, in equity, under sustainable development. Maurice Strong, perhaps, or someone. Again, actions involving these rules were said to be brought in chancery or in equity in contradistinction to a suit at law in the king's courts. We spoke a little bit with our authors last week about admiralty and maritime law. Now I understand a little bit about chancery, the laws of equity, and then the civil law, juris civilis, Roman law, and a common law, stare decisis. Courts of equity were courts of conscience and recognized many rights which were not recognized by common law courts. Courts of conscience. For example, trusts in land were recognized. Rescission was allowed on contracts created through fraud. Rescission was allowed on contracts created through fraud. What would we do? Appeal to a court of chancery for a rescission of our contract with the Federal Reserve System? A contract created through fraudulent concealment and fraudulent conversion? Perhaps that's our avenue. Injunction and specific performance were developed. Injunctions. In a few states, courts of equity are separate and distinct from courts of law. In most states, the equity and law courts are organized under a single judge who has two dockets, or two pockets. One in law, the other in equity. So it just depends on which docket you get on, right? Docket, you know, dock your ship right here in Admiralty. Whether the case is in equity or in law is determined by the remedy desired. Now, it continues, and it's not too complex, but these are words. I'm reading right out of a textbook on business law, the laws of commerce, if you will, lex mercatoria, 1,113 pages long. Modern Civil Practice Acts, now that's capital C, capital P, capital A if you're a browser. Modern Civil Practice Acts have abolished the common law names heretofore used to distinguish different forms of actions at law and in equity, but pleadings usually must denote whether the action is legal or equitable, because as a general rule, there is no right to a jury trial of an equitable action. You proceed in equity, skip the jury. And this is interesting. It also talks about pleadings, but pleadings usually must denote whether the action is legal or equitable. And the pleadings come at the very beginning of a action. So you need to have made up your mind in advance whether you're going to proceed under equity or not. The constitutional guarantee to a trial by jury applies only to actions at law, not actions in equity. The constitutional guarantee, again, to a trial by jury applies only to actions at law. And so in the three E's of sustainable development, when we invoke equity as being one of the highest forms, we're really saying to hell with the jury trial process. Everything will be from our spiritual advisor, the chancellor, or usually a church official. Don't be surprised if they have a pope's hat on or a fish hat or something else. But that's important. Bye-bye to the jury trial. One of those constitutionally guaranteed things. It's old-fashioned. It's going to go the way of capitalism, just another relic of the past. By statute, in some states, a jury may hear the evidence in equity cases, but the determination of the jury in these cases is usually advisory only and is not binding on the court. The judge passes upon questions of both law and fact. And that's important because usually the judge passes on questions of law or determines the law, and the jury passes on fact, evidence and fact. He may decide the case upon the pleadings without the introduction of oral testimony. He may decide the case upon the pleadings, in other words, the stuff that's written down, without the introduction of oral testimony. If the facts are voluminous and complicated, the judge often refers the case to another person called a master to take the testimony. This is the usual procedure when a complicated accounting is required. Enron comes to mind. The master hears the evidence and reports back to the judge his conclusions of fact and law, much as the 9/11 Whitewash Commission reported back. Sometimes the master's duty is confined only to the hearing and the reporting of testimony. Why, you don't say. The judge didn't hear it, but the master did. Courts of equity use maxims instead of strict rules of law. There are no legal rights in equity. Did you hear that? There are no legal rights in equity. For the decision is based on moral rights and natural justice. Moral rights, natural justice. Some of the typical maxims of equity are these, seven in number. The first, equity will not suffer a right to exist without a remedy. There's no right without a remedy. Two, equity regards as done that which ought to be done. Stone him to death. Adulterer. Three, where there is equal equity, the law must prevail. These are maxims. Four, he who comes into equity must do so with clean hands. That's clean hand doctrine. We'll pick up that on the other side of this break. Back in 3 minutes.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we've returned once again, and tomorrow, as always, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we'll be joined by Vicki Davis, if all goes according to plan. I have no idea what kind of information she'll bring to us. It'll come out of the blue sometime about 6 o'clock in the morning, no doubt. And then I'll be scrambling for a few hours to try and figure out what on earth she's unearthed now. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow again with Vicki Davis. But going back to our discussion here in this last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, we're looking at a textbook. This is a course in business law, principles of business law. And this is not a 101 course, by the way. But I would imagine if you were going to the university paying $200,000 or $300,000 to get your education, this would be one of those courses that you would take as you were studying law. But we just study these sorts of things right here in our little homeschool internet classroom so that we can understand a little bit about what's happening in the big world out there for those of us who are not so privileged as to be able to take the time and the money to get a degree in law or economics or other things. Certainly back to the list, some of the typical maxims of equity. We talked about the first couple of them. Equity will not suffer a right to exist without a remedy. Equity regards as done that which ought to be done. Where there is equal equity, the law must prevail. And four, he who comes into equity must do so with clean hands. Five, he who seeks equity must do equity. 6, equity aids the vigilant. And 7, equality is equity. These are maxims, legal maxims, and these maxims serve as guides to the chancellor to use in exercising his discretion. For example, the Clean Hands Doctrine, number 4, prohibits a party who is guilty of misconduct in the matter in litigation from receiving the aid of the court. Now, who determines whether they're guilty of misconduct in the matter in litigation? Someone. But maybe you would be remanded from another court into Chancery, Court of Equity. The decision of the Court of Equity is called a decree. Be it decreed. And the judge up there, you know, with the robes, you know. The spiritual advisor, the chancellor. The decision, again, of the court in equity is called a decree. A judgment in a court of law is measured in damages, whereas a decree of a court of equity is said to be in personam. That is, it is directed to the defendant, who is to do or to do not to do some specific thing. Instead of in rem, it's in personam. Instead of in dollars and cents, it's a direction to the defendant to do or not to do some specific thing. Decrees are either final or interlocutory. A decree is final when it disposes of the issue in the case, reserving no question to be decided in the future, no appeal there. A decree quieting title to real estate, granting a divorce, or ordering specific performance is usually final. So if you wanted to proceed to obtain a decree to quiet the title to real estate, you would proceed in equity, my friends. Have you ever looked into that quieting the title to real estate business? Quite interesting. Quiet title to your property. Might want to Google that up. Web ferret it. Dogpile it. Browse it up. Quiet title to real estate. Just type it in. A decree is interlocutory when it reserves some question to be determined in the future. Interlocutory. A decree granting a temporary injunction, appointing a receiver, and ordering property to be delivered to such a receiver would be interlocutory. Failure upon the part of the defendant to obey a decree of a court of equity is contempt of court, because the decree is in personam. Any person in contempt of court may be placed in jail or fined by order of that court. Equity jurisprudence plays an ever-increasing role, published in 1970 last time, originally published in 1940. Equity jurisprudence plays an ever-increasing role in our legal system. The movement toward social justice requires more reliance on the equitable maxims and less reliance on rigid rules of law. This also contributes to the further decay of the doctrine of stare decisis. Stare Decisis. In Latin, which we also understand as common law. So this movement towards social justice, again, as we began in this little piece here, we see that equity, the first E in the three E's of sustainable development, equity, environment, and economy, means to restructure human nature. According to Michael Shaw, writing here, like communism, he states, it is a system of social justice that works to abolish the American concept of equal justice in order to pursue the globalist ideal of common good, the pursuit of happiness, the happiness principle, the greatest good of the greatest number. Pursuit of a centrally determined common good ultimately requires a police state to suppress individual freedoms. And this is not limited to the United States. when we talk about Agenda 21 and its implementation, we're talking about a global action plan. A global action plan. When we talk about climate change, the Copenhagen 15, COP 15, we talk about the idea of redistributing the wealth among nations and between nations, transferring monies as penalties, if you will, to developing nations by 2012 and 2020 so that they can develop clean energy technology in their own countries. Money from you and I going to finance the very self-same transnational corporations who are developing clean energy projects in Zimbabwe, that they couldn't do it with their own money? They couldn't pee their own money away on solar panels and wind-powered electrical generating equipment? Of course they could, but that's not the idea in equity. It doesn't work that way. Equity will never suffer a right without a remedy. Universal Declaration of Human Rights. 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 You Americans will soon know what it's like not to have rights any longer. So we dial this into our minds and understand just a little bit more about these three E's. Of course, everyone understands environment and what a fraud climate change is. We're all starting to learn a little bit more about the fraudulent nature of central banking, foreign exchange rates, Federal Reserve dollars, etc. And this day, and in future broadcasts, we'll open up this idea of law just a little bit to you, not to inundate you with too much law, but to give you a little bit of an idea of how that process flows, or I guess would be one way of looking at it. We'll talk about the jurisdiction of courts, but we'll also go through an interesting section here which develops what is the process of a lawsuit. I would hope that none of you would ever have to be involved in it, but it would be kind of helpful to get the basics, and it's not that complex, apparently. I probably couldn't defend myself successfully against a parking ticket, but nevertheless, studying a little bit of this material gives us a greater window of understanding. They like to say it's better to walk a mile in the other fellow's moccasins before we start throwing stones, before we holler for some kind of a great sweeping change in the way things are going. Maybe we ought to know what it is that we're championing for as opposed to the things that we're railing against. Perhaps we should advance real solutions rather than just tearing things down. We know better than that. As Cazidier said so long ago, gentlemen, your materials are disorder, and from these you must create order. Order out of chaos. Nothing could be better, folks, than to have pure chaos from which to build order, some would say. We'll be back again on tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.